Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, welcome, happy day. It's great to be here with you again. I am Michelle Barr, coming to you from Om Times Radio with my show, Sacred Business Success. I really like to share with you all aspects of being in business, being conscious in your business, and how that affects your business and your life, taking that full journey. I have a great show for you today with the topic that we're going to really be covering is what I call my IOA formula for success. This is something I teach all my clients and students, and we're going to really be talking about it as a sacred business success formula. And at the same time, you can apply these principles in all areas of your life. So I invite you to take this time for yourself right now and settle in and really set an intention for something that you've been asking for, a question you've been wanting to be answered, something you've been searching for, and that you'll hear just what you need to hear today. That's the intention that I set when I come on to do this show with you. I want to tell you about when I had first started my business, and I had a local business in my community, and then I took my business online. I wanted to reach out and serve and reach more people, and I wanted to be able to serve a global community. And so to connect with my community, I put up a free report. And that free report was called, Why Are You Creating What You Don't Want? Now think about this. This really flips a switch because a lot of times we ask ourselves, why am I not creating what I want? So when I ask you, why are you creating what you don't want? That's a very different question. Let that land. Because the truth is we are always creating. We're creating in every moment. And this is one of the things I really aim to unfold for you, is to really help you make some paradigm shifts when we get together every week, really help you see some things in different ways that will create new thoughts, which will create new feelings, which will allow you to take new actions that will bring you new results. And that is what will change your world. And that is really what will change the world that you're perceiving. And it will change other people in your world. When I started living this different way, I finally had to stop trying to control everything and everybody on the outside. If you would do better, if you would be better, my life would be better. If you would stop doing this, if you would start doing this, my life would be working. And I started doing that inner work and taking honest inventory and doing that energetic work first. Then when I took action, it was inspired action, and it really worked for me and started creating results. And then the most amazing part of all, those people in my life that I had tried so hard to change, they started changing because I had actually shifted my energy instead of just trying to yell at them, plead, beg, threaten them to change. They had to change because I had changed and I had shifted my energy. And the most healing that ever came for my family and my friends, my parents, my siblings, all those relationships and energetic exchanges that I am involved in my life every day, they started healing and changing, and my children ended up thriving. My marriage ended up thriving. I never had that bad boss again. I never put myself in those bad work situations again. And so I continue to grow and evolve and use this more and more. And I want to point out real quick, you may be new to listening to me, you may be new to my community. In the beginning, these things that I bring to you and that we discuss and that hopefully you then take away each week and put into action in your own life and try them out, at first, there are a lot of doing. At first, you have to really concentrate. I always say it's like learning to drive a car. When you first were learning to drive a car, and oh my goodness, when you had to take that driver's test, you're thinking about everything consciously. Look in the rearview mirror, look in the side mirror, which is the brake, which is the gas, how fast am I going? Oh, now I have to look at the speedometer. Now I'm hot. Where's the air conditioned button? And you're doing all these things. And in the beginning, some of these are very counterintuitive to how you've been living. But when you get honest with yourself, some of the ways you've been living aren't working, right? So try these things. Just trust me and trust the process. And at first, you'll really be paying attention to apply them, but then they will become a way of being. They'll start becoming a way you live your life, and that's how they are for me now. I also want you to know something about me if you're new to my world, and that is that I turned my life into an experiment for the law of attraction in 2003. Then I began building my own business at the end of 2007, and I have learned a lot along the way. And I will never ask you to do something that I have not already done. I pave the way. I go ahead of you and I try these things out. For instance, just like spiritual business, everyone in my community was telling me, you can't make it work. You can't make a go of it. You have to do it on the side. You have to have another job. No one will pay for it. All of these things. So at first, guess what? I lived that out. And then I said, I'm not accepting that. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go out in the world and I'm going to find people that are doing what I feel called to do. I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to come back to my community. And when I was first in my community and my first local business, I was completely a personal and spiritual growth and development coach. I was a healer. I had been a mental health therapist and then a hospital chaplain. I have been a personal transformation specialist in some arena for over 20 years. When I went out and did what I just told you, I ended up being a business coach. People started coming. They started saying, you're actually doing this. You're actually being this. You're making money. Now you're able to support and sustain it. Now you have a local business. Now you have a global online business. Now you have a full-time thriving business. And slowly and slowly, and then more quickly, I was getting clients that wanted to build businesses too. And I ended up being a business coach. And now I have about a good 90% of my clients come to me for that. Yet that underlying personal transformation and that personal growth and development and spiritual growth and development are woven through everything I do, my work and my life. And so my clients come for both of that, proven strategies as well as mindset, intuition, energy management. So today I'm going to start sharing those formulas with you so you can apply them in your own life because they work. This is a journey about integrating your work and your life, bringing together all of you and being able to live your life authentically and on purpose and honor the whole journey of it. And that's really where I step in and serve. So I'm really excited to talk to you about this in more detail today and give you some tools you can really walk away with. And hopefully in my telling you this in the beginning, you understand better where I'm coming from. Because when you start talking about really big, deep concepts, people want to know, well, who is she to tell me this? And has she ever tried it? She doesn't know how hard this is. She doesn't know how many times I've tried. She doesn't know that I'm really working at this and it's just not working. I've been there. I've been there through all of that, and I do know. And all I can do is show you where I got from there to where I am now. And it is a journey, and it's the most rewarding journey. And I'm at a place now where I cannot not do this any longer. So these tools are powerfully practical while also being spiritually rich. I bring you a very practical spirituality because I want you to apply it in your everyday life and create real world, third dimensional results that bring you joy and delight and everything you want. So I'm asking you to ponder again as a springboard, as a starting point for our discussion and our time together today, to ask yourself that question and be willing to flip that switch. Why am I creating what I don't want? What does that bring up for you? What does that trigger in you? Are you willing to go there? What does it make you feel like? Are you willing to consider it? And really take that look. How much are you unconsciously creating? And how much are you consciously creating? Because there's a continuum, and I teach a lot of continuums. Everything happens on a continuum. The truth is, you are always creating. And when you're willing to look at it, you will find the gold. You will find the transformation that comes forward. And what you are looking at that's hard to look at becomes that tool for transformation that leads you to the breakthrough and then the gold that you are seeking, the treasure that you seek. So consider this continuum. This is Michelle Barr with Om Times Radio, and we'll be right back with more.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi. This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Radio Namaste leads you down the Yellow Brick Road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, this is Michelle Barr again with Ohm Times Radio. Welcome back. I am glad you're back. This is Sacred Business Success, and we are talking today about the Sacred Business Success Formula. So getting back into that question I posed and looking at this continuum, of creating. So I teach a lot about continuums because nothing is black or white, and you're never all or nothing. You're never right or wrong. You're never doing it right or doing it wrong or getting it or not getting it. There's a continuum, and we're always moving along that continuum. So this continuum that I'm bringing you today is the continuum between unconsciously creating and consciously creating. We are creating in every moment. That's universal law. That's a spiritual principle. Quantum physics, science supports that, whichever you prefer. Energy is never static. Energy is always in motion, and everything begins with your decision and your action. So a lot of people, and there were times in my life for a lot of years when I was going around unconsciously creating. And I'm a good manifester, and I'm intuitive, and I'm empathic, and I always have been. So I was able to create every now and then things I wanted, and sometimes right out of the blue. And I'd be, wow, look at that. It just showed up. I created it. But I was also creating a lot of what I didn't want because of my own stuff. As I became more and more aware of this, and I started consciously creating, a lot of responsibility comes with that because you start taking more and more responsibility personally for what you're creating and what's showing up in your life. And it can get uncomfortable at first, and it can get challenging, but here's the greatest news about that. You also then have more and more power, and you start creating what you want. So that now I teach people, because I've done it myself, how to create a vision of the life you want to live, and then create a business that supports and sustains that life. Again, a big flip from people who have their life created for them by the circumstances of the work they have to do, the commutes they have to make, the people they have to work for and with, the money they only can earn. I now have consciously created, I've taken the responsibility for more and more of my life and everything that shows up in it. And so I have been able to consciously create this life that I want to live. And for me, it includes this business, which brings me all kinds of freedom. And freedom is a big value for me. It's something I really wanted and desired. So thinking about this, there are going to be times you're going to be unconsciously creating. So again, you don't have to leap from totally oblivious to total responsibility. Some of you will come upon this concept and struggle with it and have some resistance come up. And others of you, it'll be a reminder, a knowing, a remembrance, and you'll jump right into it and embrace it. So ease in, jump in, whether you're a ledge leaper or a baby stepper. I work with both in my business and in my life, and I have been both at different times. So everything that I bring to you, that I teach you, that I encourage you in, works for both. It works no matter how fast or slow you're going to apply this and how much of it at once. Honor yourself and your rhythm while you learn to grow and evolve, and always be on that path. So this unconscious creating and then conscious creating, you become more and more conscious. So here's what I would really tell you about that overall. And that is that you have a lot of things you've been unconsciously creating in your life, patterns that keep showing up over and over again. You have beliefs and patterns that are limiting and toxic and old programming, and it's been driving your bus in a lot of ways for a long time. Let that land. there's some light bulbs going off. When you start consciously creating, just start from where you are. No judgment, no beating yourself up. Gosh, look what I did all that time. Why did I do that? I did that. And it just ended me up on the couch in my pajamas watching Lifetime movies. Really, that's one of the things I do when I go into those deep places, those dark places. But now I don't stay there. I just go there, get into it, wallow around in it a little bit, and then I go back to consciously creating. It all starts with a powerful intention. And I've been teaching about setting powerful intentions for a long time. And what I really love is that one of my new clients recently asked me, what do you mean by a powerful intention? And what's different in a powerful intention and just an intention? Well, first of all, an intention is very different from a goal. An intention is really where you ground and focus and center and get very clear on what you want, and you state it as if you already have it. Something you want to be, something you want to do, or something that you want to have. And a powerful intention means it's very conscious and intentional. Because you're setting intentions all the time, and when you're not aware of it, you're just speaking things into life all the time. So you might say, oh, I really want a new car. Intention. I really can't afford one. That would be irresponsible. Intention. So you've just told the universe one thing and then immediately another. And so you end up creating a mess. Because remember, whatever you say is. I'm going to do a whole show about powerful stories here pretty soon, but I want you to start paying attention to the powerful stories you've created and that you tell other people and that you tell yourself, that you hang on to, that you just love to swim around in. You're telling the universe what is, and it is. That's why it's so amazing to me, especially on Facebook, because we dialogue a lot, we engage a lot and all of that. And people are trying to convince somebody else. No, you're saying that's your experience, but no, because here's my experience, and that's not true. Everyone's experience is your own experience, because whatever you say is. You can't tell someone and argue with them against their experience. They're creating it, and you're creating yours. So a more powerful intention is for me to get focused, grounded, centered, and clear. And then I set an intention, intentionally, a very powerful intention. I am building my business that supports the life I want to be living. I am getting new clients this month. I am increasing my income. I am stepping out there in a bigger way. I am playing bigger. And this works with both essence intentions and very specific. I am creating a 10K month. I am creating a wonderful experience for my family. Now, remember, the key here is leave the hows to the universe. When you're creating, you say what you want. You really get into how it's going to feel and look and why you want it and how it's going to change your life. You don't have to know how. You will actually limit its delivery if you have to say how. For instance, if I say, which I would have done years ago, I need more money. We're coming short every month. It's causing stress. It's creating a problem. Creditors are starting to call. I can't pay these upcoming bills. I'm scared. I'm frustrated. And so you say, I want to set a powerful intention to create something different. So I used to tell that story. And then it would keep perpetuating. So then I set a powerful intention. So telling the universe all the hows, I used to say, I need more money. And then I would start making a list because I had to control everything and I knew best. And if it didn't happen this way, then I wasn't going to be happy. Okay, so I need to ask for a raise. I need to get a better job, or I need to get a second job, or I need to sell something, or I'm going to go and really have a serious conversation with my husband about he's not making enough money or he's spending too much. I'm going to have to go tell my children. You get into this controlling, pushing energy. When I just tell the universe, here's what I need. I need this amount of money and I need it now. The universe responds to true need. So when you're starting this, you're going to have those big dreams and goals. And so do use those, but you're also going to have immediate needs. So start with immediate need. And I tell the universe what I need. And then I start taking aligned action and I just open to receive and allow. I don't care how it comes in. Then I'm not limiting. When I tell the universe all the ways it's going to come in and how it has to deliver it, it's like it's saying, okay, but I had these other great ways to get money to you because you need it right now, but you're telling me how it has to be. This has been one of the biggest game changers in my life. That is leaving the hows to the universe. So right now, I want you to think about if you have pen and paper handy or your computer or type it into your phone, write down one intention that is a response to a true need that you want the universe to deliver to you right now. What do you want to consciously and intentionally create? I want you to think about that one powerful intention stated in the positive as something that you want to be, do, or have. So take a moment and take a deep breath and be here present. Be here with me now. Be focused as you're listening to me say these words. Be focused. Be grounded, be centered, be clear. This is Michelle Barr on Om Times Radio, and we will be right back with your powerful intention to put it into practice.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
The Laying On of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on Om Times Radio.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, this is Michelle Barr with Ohm Times Radio, and you are listening to Sacred Business Success, the Alchemy of Conscious Business. We are back, and I'm glad you're here with me, taking this time for yourself to make a conscious change in your own life for the better, to do something that will bring you more of what you want, because I'm all about helping you create a better life now and helping you create a better business now. So I just want to say, yay you! You just set a powerful intention. You are now one step closer to consciously creating the life you want to be living. It just starts that simple and that small and that powerfully. So if you really did what I said and you set the powerful intention, it starts now. So now I want you to become hyper alert, because this can happen fast. Because what happens the minute you set a powerful intention, opportunities start showing up. Ask and it is given is found in every sacred text. Every sacred text across time, across generations, across the years. Ask and it is given, and it is universal law. It is the energy of the universe engaging with you. But a lot of people have come to not trust that, not believe in it anymore, because they don't recognize the opportunities when they show up. And because they're not willing to step out of their comfort zone. And because they're not willing to stretch and grow. And because they have so much mental and emotional clutter going on that they can't see it. They're too busy. They've created all this drama and distraction. So what they want and need is going to have to wait for someday, for later. But it doesn't have to. There are a lot of ways opportunities can come in. It's all dependent on you and your energy and what you're allowing and receiving. And this is something you learn as you go, to become more and more open to receiving. Now, there's another universal law, the law of giving and receiving, so you can best manifest when you stay in it. Imagine the infinity loop. You're always giving all that you have and all that you are, and you're always receiving and allowing all your good from the universe. So if you're not having what you want and what you're asking for, you need to look at both of these. Are you waiting until the universe delivers for you to step out and show up? That will never work. I can tell you, I've tried it. I've gotten angry. I've resigned to God over it. It never works. You show up, you take the first step, and the universe rushes in to deliver and to support you. So there are a couple things about this opportunity. So in my IOA formula for success, intention, opportunity, and action. So you've set the powerful intention, the opportunities will show up. Try this on some small things first, and try it on some things that you are not heavily emotionally charged. Don't go right away into something that's going to bring up your family stuff, your mama stuff, your daddy stuff, all of that. Toxic marriage, toxic relationships, toxic work environments. Start with little things and really create one thing that when you think about it, it brings you such joy that having it would bring you such joy. Here's where we get blocked. When we have always both desire and resistance. Sometimes the things we desire most that we don't have, we have a lot of resistance. What will manifest the easiest, where it's almost you set the powerful intention and it shows up, and I've had this, is when I can be in that place like it's Christmas Eve or the night before your birthday and you're a kid. You know magic's going to happen. You know there are going to be gifts. You know there's going to be a party. You know there's going to be fun and food and everything, and you're just excited. Or that when you order something at a restaurant and you're just sitting there and you know it's going to show up. You just know it is. When I have high desire, so I'm in that joy and delight space, and I have low resistance, I'm not telling stories why I can't have it, why I don't deserve it, why it won't show up, why it shouldn't, why I shouldn't feel that way, things can come in fast. But when I have high desire and high resistance, my stuff comes up first, and everything I want is on the other side of that resistance, which is my stuff. And if I can work through it, I can have what I want. Everything I want is on the other side of it. And if I don't, I'll just bump up against it the next time I have the desire and pursue it. Sometimes those opportunities show up and they are illogical. And this is what I call follow the breadcrumbs. I have learned when I get that weird nudge or inspiration, hey, look up this person on Facebook or call this person, or out of the blue, I think of somebody, or all of a sudden I feel like I need to go to this lunch, or I need to go to this meetup, or I need to check in on this person or go somewhere. And then I run into somebody and that person has the next piece. You start following the breadcrumbs and you learn to trust. This has led me to great things. When they show up, they can seem illogical. A lot of times when they show up, they're inconvenient and uncomfortable. And here's why. If you were already a match to it, you would already have it. It would already be in your world. Everything in your world right now is a match to you in some way. You are a multifaceted diamond with all kinds of positives and negatives being sent out, and everything is a match. So it will, the opportunities that show up will grow and stretch you so that you can have them, so that you can allow and receive them. So watch for the opportunity. Sometimes they're big and you totally see, they make perfect sense and they just feel too big. And you talk yourself out of it and you say, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Excuse me. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. Somebody would be upset with me if I did this. People wouldn't be on board. What would they think? It's irresponsible. All of those things, that's your stuff playing out in your head. Again, if something shows up, I have to tell my clients this all the time because they step in and they start doing the work and then the opportunities start showing up. And they start showing up really fast. I was talking to a client yesterday and she said, now I'm in trouble. The opportunities are showing up so fast. That can happen if you're a good manifester. If an opportunity shows up, it is always a match. You have everything you need. Step in. I had a coach early on, thank goodness, who taught me that principle, and I chose to trust it for a while and see. And it was true. I stepped into bigger things that felt scary or uncomfortable, and I trusted myself that when I showed up in that moment, I already had everything I needed. And it was even to the point in the beginning when I was being asked to speak and teach, where I would freeze and freak out and get scared right before stepping on that first big stage, and I would go blank. I would get on stage or get on a radio show, whatever it was, and I would remember that and I would trust I have everything in this moment I need. And I would open my mouth and make a sound and then it would come from inside of me. Some of the first clients that showed up for me, especially when I got some bigger clients, and for a moment I thought, oh my goodness, am I going to be able to provide? Am I going to be able to create the results? Am I going to be able to serve them? They were led to me. I have to trust that. I made an offer. I made an invitation and they showed up. So I'm ready. When I would step in and believe it, it would happen. They would connect. It would work. And then I would see spirit doing its part and both of us joining our energies and doing our part. And amazing things would happen. It's wonderful. So becoming hyper alert right now and watching for those opportunities. And then the third part of that formula, IOA, intention, opportunity, action, taking aligned action, taking action that will move you toward what you want and need. In every moment, you are making decisions and choices and taking actions that either move you toward or away from what you want. So recognize that and be honest with yourself. Whatever decision and choice you make, own it. Be honest with yourself. Take aligned action. So with that powerful intention that you wrote down or thought in your head, here's what I want you to do. And if you can't do it right now because you're driving or doing something else, then do this as an exercise when you get home. Take out an index card. And on the front of it, I want you to write your powerful intention. Brain science has shown that when you write these things down, something happens that connects with your subconscious in a powerful way. And you are able to create much faster and much better than when you don't. For a lot of years, I didn't do this. I don't like journaling. I didn't like writing it down. And then I did it and it worked. And now I write all my goals down, how many clients I want to show up every month, how much money I want to make, what I want, family vacations, retreats I want to go on, everything, I write them down. So you will take an index card and you will write down your powerful intention. Then you will flip it over and top of mind before you have time to talk yourself out of it or think, I want you to write at least three, however many come to you, aligned actions that you could take right now as your best next step. So you do that and then come back and I will tell you what's next. This is Michelle Barr with Om Times Radio talking about sacred business success.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, this is Michelle Barr with Om Times Radio, and you are listening to Sacred Business Success. And today I am walking you through my IOA formula for success that you can use to create your own sacred business success and success in all areas of your life. So now you've set your powerful intention, you've written it on the front of the index card, or you are going to write it on the front of an index card when you take some time later. Then you flip that card over and you've written at least three, however many come to you, aligned actions that you could take right now as your next step. So here's where your stuff comes in. I talk all the time about whenever you dream a big dream, set big goals and intentions, whenever you say you want to be, do, and have more, your stuff comes up. It creates mental and emotional clutter. It can paralyze you, freeze you, stop you in your tracks, derail you. It can keep you from getting inspired. So I want you to notice as you go through this exercise and do it, what comes up when you're writing those actions. Are you writing the action and you are focused, grounded, centered, and clear? Yes, I could do this. Or are you writing it and then something is coming up and saying, you can't do that. Oh, I would never do that. Oh, that would cause a problem if I did that. Oh, I don't know how to do that. I'm going to do a whole show on confusion and clarity coming up because it's a deep dive and it's one of the biggest things that keeps people stuck. So I want you to notice about your stuff coming up because we all can be inspired. Ask and it is given. A way is shown for us, but we get stuck in our mental and emotional clutter and our stuff and our resistance. And sometimes then we unconsciously create physical things that show up. And we misread those signs for too many years. I would misinterpret those, not as my own stuff coming up, but as the universe doesn't support me in this. I'm not supported right now. It's not the right time. God says no. No, that's not right at all. When that stuff comes up, it actually means you are on the right track. You are shifting energy. You are moving things around, and everything you want is on the other side of it. Here's how it works. Ask and it is given. It's universal law. It's spiritual principle. It is. When you ask, the universe starts delivering. Everything else is you. Are you allowing and receiving, and what's getting in the way? You have to deal with your stuff to allow and receive. So what happens is you start unconsciously creating while you're co-creating with the universe. Now, I know this is really deep stuff. Stay with me. Every week, you'll see more and more how this unfolds. Everything that shows up before what you want is showing you, this is an important part to get, is showing you what needs to be cleared, healed, and resolved for you to be, do, and have what you're asking for. Let that land. It's showing you. I teach you how to read that feedback from the universe. It's telling you, like your personal assistant, like your own inner coach and guide. Here you go. Here's what needs to be cleared, healed, and resolved for you to be, do, and have this, for you to allow and receive it. And that's where the work comes in. Then you'll know. Everything I want is on the other side of this. It's like the universe is saying, all those baggage you're taking with you, that right there, you're going to have to let that go. And I've gotten to the other side enough to realize, wow, that's why I went through that. Because, oh my, I can see the mess I would have created and how I can't even be this that I wanted to be if I had still been carrying that. Everything that is uncleared, unhealed, and unresolved will show up physically in your world when you start creating that which you want. So you start seeing it as a gift, as a tool for transformation. You start becoming the observer. This is a shamanistic technique that works in our modern day world. At first, you may be able to be the observer for 3 seconds. Again, with practice, you'll learn. Now, when I have a mess on my hands, for 1 minute, I can be mad, sad, upset, crazy. Then I can step outside and above it and go, oh my, there is my stuff playing out for sure. You start knowing your stuff more and more. That's my stuff playing out for sure. And then I can do something about it. I can address it. I can grow and evolve and receive and allow what I'm asking for. And it gets quicker and quicker because you start seeing your stuff more quickly. So first, it stops showing up. First, when it shows up, you say, oh, there's my stuff, but I'm not doing that anymore, remember? And then you stop attracting it. So there is a huge payoff, and it's so worth it. And it's a journey, a personal and spiritual growth journey. And you see how you can apply this to every area of your life and specifically to creating the sacred business success that you desire and that you deserve. So you set the powerful intention. Now you have listed these aligned actions you can take. And now you can keep making a list because you're going to be hyper alert and opportunities are going to show up. The phone could ring today. Something could pop in your head today. All of a sudden you get invited to a luncheon or a dinner or a networking or a party or someone shows up out of the blue. When I follow those breadcrumbs, they always help me get to where I want. To be what I want, do what I want, and have what I want. Start applying it. So now the next thing to do is look at that index card, and I want you to circle one of those actions that you wrote down that you are willing to do, because that's what it all comes down to. It's not whether you can. There's always a way forward from wherever you now stand. There is always a way forward from wherever you now stand. This is about what you are willing to do. So one of those actions, what are you willing to do? Then I want you to keep that list going as opportunities keep showing up. And this is a formula you see that you can keep putting into practice. You set a powerful intention. You watch for opportunities, you step into one and you take aligned action. You get the results, you read the feedback, and then I'm going to teach you how to course correct. And I want you to know there's a whole now underlying energetic component that's 3 steps that overlays this triangle. And I'm going to talk about that next week so you can put all the pieces together. So be sure to join me next week, whether it's live or recorded. Every one of these is recorded and is available to you after the live show as a podcast. Intention, opportunity, and action. And you can keep repeating that. I want you to interact with me and engage with me outside of this show so I can continue to talk with you and give you guidance and be a teacher and a coach and help you. And so you can come to sacredbusinesssuccess.com and engage with me on my business Facebook page, sacredbusinesssuccess.com. Talk to me about this. Ask me questions. Let's talk. You can also find me on my personal page where I inspire and motivate and talk to my community every day. And I provide you with all kinds of resources. And that's at facebook.com/Michelle B. Barr. Michelle B. Barr. So come and interact with me. You can also come to my website, michellebarr.com. You can also get there through From Calling to Cash. FromCallingToCash.com. I've got all kinds of resources waiting there for you. So I really encourage you to continue to interact with me, to embrace and digest these principles and put them into action? What do you think about these guiding principles, and what are you willing to do different in order to get new results in your life? You have to take new action. And if you want massive new results this year, you have to get into massive action. And this IOA formula for success is a great start to get you there. Becoming the observer, setting a powerful intention, watching for opportunities, taking aligned actions. You can apply this and you can start getting results. And I can't wait to tell you more about it. So when we go back to the beginning of what we were talking about at the beginning of this show, now when I ask you the question, why are you creating what you don't want? Can you hear it differently? Do you see things a little bit differently? Instead of constricting in, this is not a question where you constrict in or beat yourself up or have regrets. I want you to open and expand your energy and just trust the process for a moment. Open and expand. Look at the things in your life today that you don't want. What is showing up in your life right now that you don't want? And be willing to start asking, why am I creating what I don't want? And now you're armed with a great tool. So take that away today and use it. Thank you for spending this hour with me, Michelle Barr at Om Times Radio with Sacred Business Success. And I will see you next week.
Conscious Media for Conscious.